It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time to refresh your spritz. Can we say that on the radio? All right, everybody, refresh your spritz. It's 5:06. This is the Drive Hot Monk of Brouhaha. Of course, Mark Carpenter's here.
How are we doing?
Today we're talking Jardesca low-alcohol spirits. This is fascinating to me. You guys are in Sonoma?
We are. We make it in Sonoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are locals.
Herlinda, introduce our guest.
This is Marshall Dawson. He is the one of the founders and owners of Jardesca, and today our mixologist to top it off.
Indeed. It'll be delicious.
Yeah, we're looking forward to trying it.
I fell in love with Bart Jardesca when they first started about 5 years ago. And if you just, you know, the whole lower alcohol session drinking is becoming more popular around the world. And it's just super refreshing, and it's nice. It's still nice to have something in your hand, you know, at a party or at a, you know, on a porch. But we don't necessarily all have to get, you know, drink super hard.
We don't have to get schnookered.
Right? And we have cheese and salami.
And I like to, so Steve, I call it appy hour instead of happy hour. So we've got appetizers and aperitifs for you. So a little Jardesca, some cheese, salami.
Jardesca, California.
Aperitiva. Yes.
California alternatives to European aperitifs. This is fascinating.
So it's still a spirit, which is interesting.
It's not legally a spirit. Yeah, but you're right. It has spirit in it. It has a grape eau de vie in it. So we blend three California wines with a botanical enlivened grape eau de vie. And so it's very complicated to make. In fact, Mark was asking me earlier how we created it. It took us 2 years to do the recipe.
Yeah, it was interesting because it looks like a unique product. And as I said, I can't wait to try it. And also, during the distillation process, you're using botanicals in the distillation as you would in a gin.
We are.
So
it's funny. People
it's got to be
likened it to that before. It's almost like a wine blend with a wine gin that you combine, you know, because everyone's trying to, they're always trying to come up with ways to put it in context for themselves.
Right.
And Mark Carpenter helped start you're one of the starters.
Anchor Distilling.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, along with Fritz Maytag.
So what was the genesis behind the thought on putting something like this together?
So I'd been in...
It's unique.
I'd been in this industry a really long time. And, in fact, I used to live in Europe. I lived in Britain. And so they have an aperitif culture. They've had it for hundreds of years. So did my business partner, grew up there for 18 years, Roger Morrison. And when I lived there...
I'll do that.
Yeah, you want to do that? Or Linda's going to start doing some ice. In fact, why don't you start with these?
Okay.
Yeah. And so I always love the aperitif moment, you know, that right now, it's this time of day. You usually have tapas or you have little plates and you have – a lot of times it's vermouths or traditional aperitifs there.
Yeah.
But I didn't love what was there from Europe. And when I moved to California, I moved to wine country in 2006. I'd always wanted to do my own thing. My business partner and I had wanted to create something. And so we both had this idea about aperitifs and we didn't love what was there. And we thought, well, if we're going to start something and create something from California, let's do it from the ground up. Truly, like – bring California to the bottle. So Jardesca, the name Jardesca comes from Jardín or Jardin, and then it's Esca, so it's fresh from the garden. We like to say it's a marriage of the vineyards and the gardens, right? If you're going to have an aperitif from California, it should be wine-based because we're known for our wine, right? And then it should have botanicals that are inspired by California. So,
well, explain aperitif.
So it literally means to open, Steve. That's literally what it means.
And so that's what you start with,
you start
dinner.
Yeah. And people, a digestif is for after dinner. So an aperitif is for before dinner. It's literally to get your palate going. So the first thing we had to do is create something. Kathy just tried it. I think she – is your mouth watering?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So
cheese and crackers, please.
And you'd like some cheese and crackers. That's what it does. Is an aperitif actually preps your palate, and it makes you want to nibble and eat. And so it's perfect for fine restaurants and for meals. You know, people ask me, what can you eat with it? And I said, virtually anything. I mean, you were talking about tacos.
Tacos.
So, you know, but we're at places, you know, we're all over Sonoma County and actually California now and some other states. But it's to prep your palate. And aperitif literally gets your mouth watering. And so what we did with Jardesca is we really focused on first it working as an aperitif. We want your mouth to water when you taste it. along the way, we made it so fresh, and we don't use colors, we don't use sugars. It's just the wine and the spirit and the botanicals that we actually made it crazy delicious and easy to use and fresh. And when you'll notice when we taste it and we add botanicals, you're gonna see they just pop, right? So there's the little
we have a resealable.
Yes, one of the nice things about Jardesca is because we add that eau de vie with the you can we're. All you at home, I'm sorry you're not here, but you can hear it. There you go.
Well, actually, a lot of them are probably stuck in that horrible traffic.
We're pouring
today.
It over ice. When you get home, you can run out and find a Jardesca.
No, there is wine involved in this.
Yeah. So what we do is we blend three California wines with a botanical enlivened spirit. I mean, literally the wine blend in of itself is delicious. So if I just had the three wines here, you'd love it. The heart of the white wine blend is a Viognier. And the heart of the red wine blend is a Zinfandel. And we use those very specifically because they both kind of function from an aperitif quality. You know, it's a real rich Zinfandel can be very fruity and get your palate going. And Viognier is so floral and beautiful.
And
right,
the bottles and the logo, the labels, very nice looking.
Thank you. Yeah, that was all from scratch. So Roger and I created the logo first, and then we had visions of wanting to bring the garden to the package as well. So, you know, the front of it has Epicurus. He's actually the root of the word Epicurean, right? And it's an enjoyment of food, life, and living. And he actually taught in a place called the Garden as well. And then there's vines on the front of the bottle and a trellis on the back. And it's just a really beautiful, fresh package. There's no paper label, so you can sink it nice because they're delicious, you know, cold and on ice. I don't know if you guys, did you have a try yet?
Oh, yeah.
So Linda knows. Great aroma.
Yeah. Well, Linda's known it for since the beginning.
Yeah, I've been a fan. Actually, Steve, you'll find this really interesting. So Marshall's background, he comes from Bombay Sapphire and Grey Goose. He was one of the big marketing folks.
My last corporate jobs was the global brand director for Bombay Sapphire and Grey Goose.
Two successful brands.
Yeah, they were working pretty well.
Boy, howdy. Yeah.
I had some people saying, why are you leaving those?
Mark is a beer guy. You're probably not big into aperitifs.
You know, this is a nice, refreshing drink. You're right, though.
You'll chug a couple beers, and that'll get your taste buds going.
Like absolutely, absolutely. Like so you said this time of day you have an aperitif, and I guess I was always a beer aperitif. But this is very tasty. I'm very, very impressed.
You enjoying it, Mark?
Great aroma.
How many different bottles are you making today?
We have two different types. We have the white Jardesca California Aperitiva, and we have the red, which we call Jardesca Red Aperitiva. And what I want you guys to do now is I gave you a little orange slice with it. I want you to have a little try of it. We call this the botanical magic. You're going to be surprised.
Tell us again the botanicals in this white.
So in the white, the three key botanicals are pink grapefruit, pink peppercorn, and bay leaf. So inspired by California, there's seven others. But when you asked what an aperitif is, that peppercorn and the citrus and the bay, that actually makes your mouth water. You notice when you tried it. You got the...
Yeah, I really get the pink grapefruit.
Yeah. People always ask me if it's sweet, and I say it's not sweet. It's just sweet on the palate, but the finish is dry.
No, it's very nice.
And then it makes sure you get a side palate.
And then also because, like you said, it's not sweet. It's only, like 99 calories if you do this with some sparkling water.
Yeah.
And you still have something cold and refreshing in your hand that's not going to put you over a limit or a barrel or whatever.
Yeah, well, in Europe, they call it, you know, their aperitif moment. What we call it here is day drinking, right? It's porch pounders. It's session drinking. It's things that you can have over time, and you can have a few.
Oh, that mint.
You can maintain. Mm. Yeah, can you smell the mint?
Oh, my God, there's fresh mint.
We have mint.
And
you have to imagine this. We have Jardesca red and white, orange, pink grapefruit, Meyer lemon from my tree. We have mint. We have rosemary from my garden. Kathy didn't like it at all because hers is empty. Kathy's is empty.
You brought part of a Christmas tree with you.
I did. That's my rosemary Christmas. And it's funny you should say that, Steve, because Jardesca is also amazing for the holidays. And we make the spritz that I'm going to make you today with orange and mint, which is three parts Jardesca, two parts sparkling, and then orange mint. You can do with any kind of garnish. And at the holidays, we do it with rosemary and pomegranate. And so it literally looks like Christmas in a cup. So people look at it and they're like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful, right? But you still get – you do a little pomegranate. So that's coming up. What I like to do, too, is I did this on Labor Day. I put out the red and the white Jardesca with sparkling wine and some ginger beer and some different fruits and greens and let people make their own drinks because you really can't break it.
It's, hand that over, then. Hand the bottle over.
Yeah. That's what you do. Oh, and Kathy wants a refill. So, Kathy, we're making Kathy another spritz.
So is that Prosecco?
Yeah. I'm using Prosecco in the white. You can use any sparkling you like. I think with the red, as long as the Prosecco is not too sweet, it works beautifully, too. We make what we call the Jardesca Royale. So that's three parts Jardesca red, two parts sparkling, and then a little orange twist or whatever you
like.
Then
you have all these recipes on your site. What's the website?
Yeah, Jardesca.com. And, oh, while you're mentioning it, we should tell your listeners that we created a special discount code for the website. So it's 15% off for the next 4 days. It's The Drive, Brewhaha.
Brewhaha.
Yeah. So The Drive and then Brewhaha.
It's
so
a deal.
If you want to go online, you can go do that. And if you want to buy it locally, we're at Bottle Barn. I know they're a sponsor, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Willoughby's, Oliver's, Big John's. And so we're at most of the local markets, too.
You're pouring at Bottle Barn soon.
I'm pouring at Bottle Barn on the 14th, if you want to come by and see me. I'm pouring at Sonoma Market this Friday, if anybody wants to stop by. I'll be at Petaluma Sheraton on September 13th.
They can just go right up to their room or their boat.
Either way, it's perfect for a boat, too.
Yeah.
Right? Jardesca, you can tell from the taste. I want to give you guys, so one of the things we do when we add mint is we smack it.
That
so
is
that's
on
me
video
smacking
now.
The mint. Okay.
It's Jardesca, J-A-R-D-E-S-C-A, Jardesca.com. Marshall Dawson's with us here from Jardesca. Let's talk about the alcohol situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, because these are light.
So they're pretty light as alcohol goes.
How light?
So Jardesca is 17% alcohol. My recommended pour is 3 ounces. So if you drink 3 ounces of Jardesca, which we haven't even poured three yet, and you guys are fine, it's about the same total alcohol as a glass of wine. So if you take Jardesca and you add a little sparkling wine, you've got about a glass and a half of wine. But if you add ginger beer or sparkling water, you're actually about a glass of wine, but you're having a wine cocktail, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're having
a
mule. So I do three parts Jardesca, two parts ginger beer. In fact, when we try the red, I'm going to let you guys try the red, and then we're going to do ginger beer. We're going to make a red
terrific
mule.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So that's the spritz. So it's three parts Jardesca, two parts sparkling wine, in this case Prosecco, and I did orange and mint, which is our signature serve. And to Steve's question, that'd be about a glass and a half of wine, but you're having a little fresh, low-out cocktail.
And you could put some Pellegrino in there.
You can put Pellegrino in it. So you have a 3-ounce Jardesca with a little Pellegrino or sparkling water, and you have a spritzer, and then you garnish it as well. That becomes a 99-calorie low-alc cocktail you can have in the evening, and it's the same alc as a glass of
wine. So this is like well, I don't know what the ABV is on a Kolsch, but like a lot more people in the summertime are drinking like Kolsch, which is like, you know, easy drinking
pills,
session.
Yeah, lower alcohol beer, yeah.
And then I think Lagunitas has a new like lower.
They have a daytime.
Daytime, that's right. Lower alcohol beer.
Yeah.
And in Europe, too, I don't know if you see that when you go, Mark, but people are doing big, refreshing cocktails or, you know, drinks.
Aperol spritzers
everywhere. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Yeah, that's
and it's huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we like to call ours the lighter, brighter spritz. So you've probably had an Aperol spritz, I imagine.
I have not, actually.
So Aperol is a traditional Italian aperitif, and it tends to be a little bit more bitter and sweet.
And a little licorice-y, which I don't love.
And so it's funny you should say that, because and I never talk badly about anyone, but it just doesn't fit my palate, which is what matters. Yeah, and Kathy's saying the same.
I was in Rome in April.
Yeah.
I couldn't go there.
And you can't drink it there. And
I'll still drink them, but I just don't love them.
I can't tell you the number of people that say, well, I like the idea of an Aperol spritz, but my God, now you've given me something that's fresh, light. Yeah, we call it the lighter, brighter spritz.
Yeah.
So it's, again, three parts. We say 3-2-1. Three parts Jardesca, two parts sparkling, and one of your favorite garnish combo. So we're having orange mint. It's equally good with pink grapefruit rosemary. I have Meyer lemons here for my tree. Delicious. So just amazing.
That's awesome.
The other thing we can do, Erlinda, if you want, why don't we fill up some more glasses with ice, some of these stemless, and we'll try the red.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
one of the botanicals I know is ginger, And I love ginger.
Yeah.
All things ginger.
So yeah. Oh, good. Well, then, and you like ginger beer too, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always tell people, if you like ginger beer, you're gonna go crazy with Jardesca with ginger beer. And the Red Mule is absolutely one of my favorites. Yeah. So, Steve, you asked earlier about how we make these. So with the red, we create a wine blend, just like with the white. It's a blend of three California reds, and the heart is a Zinfandel. And then separately, we use the same grape eau de vie, really high-quality grape spirit. We redistill it through a Bordelais still with the 10 botanicals, and the three key botanicals in the red are ginger for Mark, tangerine, and cardamom. And so it's just a richer. Now,
there's cardamom in it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. And a lot of people look at the red and they think it's going to go into that bitter world like the other aperitifs, but it's still that same style we did. We wanted to keep it the same California style. Because to us, California is about fresh and refreshing and light and bright. And, you know, it's not heavy and bitter and, you know.
Yeah. And these said, fill that bill.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, good. Mark's enjoying them. I think Mark's a little...
Yeah, it's a very good...
So I'll tell you, because you're a beer guy, right?
Yes.
So here's one of the interesting things is I can't tell you the number of people that are beer people that come up and say, well, I don't drink wine and I don't drink... Give it a try.
Yeah.
And they're shocked that they go, oh, it's actually pretty tasty and I can see this as an alternative, you know, for certain moments. I'm going to open the red here and we're gonna serve this over ice. One of the things as I'm pouring that, I'm going to tell you all is that once you open Jardesca, if you guys go out and buy it or you buy it on the website, don't be afraid. You can keep it for weeks, literally for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Because it has the eau de vie.
Because it has eau de vie. So we put resealable tops on them. You just pop it in the fridge. That way you're not wasting wine if you want to try it.
Is it kind of like the idea, Mark, then of like port is like fortified wine where it's got some spirit in
Correct. The
wine and then, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much spirit they're adding, but that's got to help to keep it fresh.
Enough to bring it up and keep it fresh, to your point. Yeah. Exactly.
But then you're actually also distilling with the botanicals
That's right. Yum. So, what I like about it is I can have a drink at night, put it back in the refrigerator, and then I haven't opened a glass of wine, and I'm not having a high-alc cocktail, right? And I like beer, but I just can't drink much beer. Like, just it doesn't... Me.
Mark can.
No. I limit it to a six-pack an hour.
Well, and I think the good news is Mark is seeing that like there's alternatives, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know when I
I'm
met
let you try it with
yeah
a little
when
orange.
I met Robert Plant backstage at his concert, his son had set me up for that, but he was
Here it comes.
I am a name drop, but he was.
She loves to name drop, and I'm telling you, I was talking to Paul McCartney last night, and he said, "Steve, don't drop names."
Yeah.
but he was he was drinking a Sapporo beer, which is like a really light, kind of sessionable, easy drinking beer. And I said, "Oh, you're not drinking, you know, like your son's beer, which is, you know, hoppy and stronger." And so he goes, "You know, as I get older, I like sessionable beers. I like them." A little lighter, a little lower alcohol. They're easier on, you know, the heartburn, he was saying, too.
He's a girl.
Well, when I met Matt Damon one time,
you look
and Sean
like
Connery another time, I've actually been told, thank you.
You look
Did
just
I
like
tell you I talked to Paul McCartney last night?
Yeah.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, brought to you by Bottle Barn and also the Beverage People. Today we're featuring Jardesca aperitifs, but California aperitifs. If you're not hip to the beverage people, these people are amazing. Since 1980, they'll teach you how to brew beer, make wine, make cider, make mead, kombucha and kefir, cheese, olives, ferment, all sorts of fermented food. This is a great place. It's thebeveragepeople.com, and they're doing these classes all the time, and they've got a membership program going on right now. So go to thebeveragepeople.com.
They are awesome.
In the interest of participating and supporting local, I've gone to the Beverage People for years, and that's how I make my backyard Cabernet. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, they're amazing. So, and since 1980, holy crap.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. Makes us feel pretty young. Although, Erlinda was asking, so wait a minute. So now there's all this low-alc stuff. And I said, yes. And we started Jardesca 5 years ago. Because what we saw this was going to be happening.
Yeah.
To your point, it was happening globally, right? So we've now got red, Jardesco red with ginger beer.
Yes. And
what do you think, Mark?
Well, it was nice without the ginger beer. And with the ginger beer, even more ginger is to my liking. I noticed you're using the Fever Tree ginger beer, which I think their products are really good.
I agree with you.
Because you can really taste the ginger in it.
It's not crazy sweet. It's got a little sweetness, but I find it to be one of the best mixers.
Yeah, it's a
Bottle Barn sells that, too, if anybody's looking for it.
We're going to be short on time. Mark, talk about the red one.
Oh, the red's great. It's got enough wine flavor that it's got some body to it. And then you've got the spice in there. You have ginger. And what are the other two?
It's ginger, tangerine, and cardamom.
Oh, and cardamom, yeah.
And the heart is infidel.
And you can taste the cardamom.
You get a little spice,
I'm saying it in hindsight. It's a very delicious drink, honestly.
And I think it's sweet over here because Kathy's going nuts. But kind of quietly, she's like, I'm buying some of this. I can't believe this stuff.
She is going nuts.
So I will tell – and I'm the owner, so take it for what it's worth. But I will tell you that – the huge majority of people that try Jardesco love it. Yeah. And that Orlando was saying to me, the best way to do it is to try it. So go to one of the local stores. Or the tastings. Or we're at Franchetti's. We're at Gravenstein. We're at Sea Noodle, Sea Thai, Sweet Teas, Jade Room.
Cool.
Salmon Hotel. We're at so many other local places, and they're all great.
Be having luck in the restaurants.
The restaurants go crazy, especially the beer and wine places, because this is legally wine.
And
so now you can have a wine cocktail.
This is perfect for cocktail menus.
And
if somebody likes cider, this would be really
It actually mixes well with certain
ciders. Oh, I bet, But
it's Jardesco California Aperitiva. You got to check them out. Jardesco.com. Jardesca. Jardesco.com.
Have an awesome Instagram, too. Feel free to follow there. It's beautiful.
A lot
of recipes and when we're doing events.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, I'm sure there's a lot of recipes.
There's a lot of recipes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can you mull or do the red hot like at Christmas?
would be good.
We had a whole bunch of accounts that were like, wait a minute. You've kind of done the work for us.
Exactly.
And they started heating it up.
Throw a slice of orange in it.
You can do that at home. Instead of doing mulled wine, take Jardesco red.
Exactly.
Warm it up a little bit. And like I said, with the holidays, I hate to say it, but they really are coming up fast. I love to have the red and the white out and the sparkling. And when people come in, just let them make a drink, right? And really easy stuff. Mm. Like I said, I always like to say you can't break it and you can make it your own. So you can add whatever garnish you want. But, it's interesting that with the warm, right?
Yeah.
With the red.
Marshall Dawson, Jardesco.com. You got to check these folks out. We'll have you back to talk more about this.
Maybe during the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a little holiday spritz.
We shall do that.
Okay. Sounds great.
We definitely will do that. Marshall, thank you. Great to meet you, man.
Thank you all. Appreciate the time.